This is CheckCast. Now, I know the anticipation has been very intense because two episodes ago, we promised a discussion with an up-and-coming director who has recently just released his first film. And I'm happy to report that today is the day that we finally get to sit down with him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to welcome the newest director, Benedict.
Hi.
Benedict, why don't we start at the beginning? What has inspired you to create film?
Well, so first I made a film that wasn't Lego. I used the toy from PJ Masks. It was called Catboy and the Sniffer-Whiff.
Okay, and this was an amateur film that you put together?
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you take away from that creative process that inspired you to keep moving forward in your career?
Well, we were, on our way home from somewhere, our way home from the place that my sisters were born, except for Felicity, we watched a Thomas and Friends DVD called Hero of the Rails.
And that's what inspired you?
Uh-huh. When I saw Gordon's buffer, because they reminded me of my train.
Incredible. A single frame from another film has launched you into this whole new endeavor. Tell us about some of your inspirations. Where do you find inspiration for your work?
Well, I do like battle droids. They're practically my favorite character in Star Wars.
And that's what you use as your source for creativity in beginning this whole process?
Maybe.
Now, Benedict, if I may, the creative process is a very difficult one that directors and artists like yourself go through. What parts of the process do you find most challenging?
Building the scene.
Okay, so set design is where you really struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you find the inspiration to keep going through those difficult points to actually get to filming and editing and finally releasing your work to the world?
You kind of have to make up the script first, and then you know what you're going to make.
Okay, working on the script. Okay, very good. Now, you obviously are someone who is into the arts and are a student of film. Can you share with us some films that you think are among the greatest ever made, some of the greatest films that have made the biggest contributions to the human experience?
What does that mean exactly?
What films do you think are the most important that have ever been made?
Well, probably Legos.
Lego films, like the Lego Movie?
Yeah.
What about the Lego Movie 2?
We don't watch that. The second movie, we own the original.
Okay, so if somebody were to come to you and say, I've never seen a movie before, you would say, begin with the Lego Movie.
Yeah, they also have short films in the Lego Play Zone.
Okay.
Which can be found on Lego's website.
Okay, so Lego's website would be a resource, which brings me to my final question for today. If there was an aspiring director who was thinking about getting into this line of work and producing film, what advice would you have for them?
Start with a beginning and backgrounding and stuff.
Start with a beginning and then what?
And think of some cool effects, like maybe some movie magic.
Okay, movie magic. Well, I won't ask you to spill your secrets to the whole world here.
Okay, I was about to say something, let's see, what was it?
Well, I can see that you're a very busy person and that the ideas just keep coming to you throughout the day.
An example for, I just remembered, an example for movie magic, like if when you're using Legos, you can use, like, let's say your favorite battle droid and move them in different positions with different takes. And then when you put it together, that equals the whole army of your favorite battle droid.
A little glimpse into the mind of the director. Well, Benedict, thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Would you please do me a favor and sign off for the audience?
Sign off. And my next movie will be part two of Attack of the Droids, Star of the Droid Wars. The droids start to take over micro machines.
And that sounds like a thrilling plot, which I'm sure people cannot wait to see. Well, Benedict, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. This has been an interview with Benedict Collins, the newest director in the world of film. For more episodes of CheckCast, visit us on the web at checkcast.com.